Lindsey Graham reminds Democrats of violent tactics against Republican SCOTUS nominees. By Wendell Hasebo on March 21, 2022. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, on Monday reminded Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats during the Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmation hearing of the violent tactics waged against Republican Supreme Court nominees in the past. Graham recalled former Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. Arya could not get the first word out of his mouth before Democrats continuously interrupted his opening statements during Justice Kavanaugh's hearing. Most of us could not go back to our offices during Kavanaugh without getting spit on, Graham added. Hope that does not happen to you all. I don't think it will, Graham said, pointing out about the difference in treatment between the Democrat and Republican-nominated Supreme Court justices. Graham specifically noted the difference in treatment for conservative black nominees versus radical Democrat nominees. If you're a Hispanic or African American conservative, it is about your philosophy, Graham said. Comparing that approach with the Democrats' historic nature framing of Biden's black nominee. The bottom line is when it is about philosophy, when it is somebody of color, on our conservative side, we are all racist if we ask hard questions, Graham said. That is not going to fly with us. We are used to it by now, at least I am. It is not going to matter to us. This is not Kavanaugh. What does that mean? Graham asked. Democrat senators will not have their windows busted, that's what it means. It means no Republican senator is going to unleash on you an attack about your character when the hearing is virtually over. None of us, I hope, have been sitting on information about you as a person for weeks or months. You come into our offices and we never shared with you to allow to give your side of the story. Graham said about the Republicans' intent to treat Jackson fairly. None of us are going to do that to you, Graham added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.